previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The howls of protest from major electricity consumers at Eskom's proposed 36% price hike. According to several participants at a Johannesburg event, if it happens, it'll be the death knell for the smelting industry in this country. Rio Tinto Iron and Titanium's MD Werner Diffenacher says smelters will close down and entire communities will go into strife. According to News 24, Rio Tinto operates the largest titanium smelter in the Southern Hemisphere. The Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, is also opposing the hike, saying any increase of a price that's more than CPI in this day and age is criminal. Clouding some of the more optimistic remarks by business leaders from earlier in the week, Standard Bank CEO Sim Tshabalala says he still sees a cautious approach to South Africa among many foreign investors. Although the JSE has rallied in recent months, Tshabalala says the investors are waiting for the country to deliver on promised reforms. Also speaking in Johannesburg, he warned that people were now waiting to see greater economic activity. One key question, according to Tshabalala, will the GNU be durable? Next, Steinhoff Chief Financial Officer Ben Lachansi has been sentenced to an effective 5 years in jail for fraud. His sentence is 10 years behind bars, but part of that's been suspended for 5 years. Steinhoff CEO Marcus Juster shot himself on a beach in Hermanus just hours before his arrest. Lachransi is now expected to testify, likely against former colleagues, in future Steinhoff trials. On the markets, oil has surged after comments by U.S. President Joe Biden that the U.S. is discussing possible retaliatory strikes by Israel after Tuesday's missile attack by Iran. Brent crude has jumped more than 5%, trading this morning at $77.50 a barrel. The U.S. dollar has also firmed, now trading at 110 to the euro, although that hasn't dented the rand too badly. We're slightly up on where we left off last evening, 17.45 to the dollar, 19.25 to the euro, 22.91 to sterling. On the equity side of things, the JSE ended down 0.75% last evening, the top 40 down 0.8. London's FTSE just beneath flat. In New York, the Dow was off 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.2, the NASDAQ flat. Traders there also waiting for key U.S. employment data due later on today. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 1.9%, Sydney down 0.8%. Hong Kong, incidentally, now up more than 25% since Beijing announced stimulatory measures for the Chinese economy a couple of weeks ago. And finally, gold at $2,661, platinum $1,005, Bitcoin $1,000 per coin.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.